Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we found that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths here in Michigan and across the U.S. The report finds that Michigan ranks 36th in the nation for early diagnosis at 27.2%. And compared to nationally, only 28.1 of those cases are diagnosed at an early stage, when the survival rate is much higher. We also found that Michigan falls behind in smoking rates as well. For new cases as well, we found that Michigan performed 38 out of 51 in the nation for the rate of new lung cancer cases, which is below average. The survival rate as well, which I mentioned earlier, or I mentioned the early diagnosis, but survival rate is at 27.2%, and 36 out of 50 in the nation. So all around, we found that Michigan falls behind in early diagnosis and smoking rates.
So from the standpoint of the American Lung Association, what do you think Michigan could be doing better?
Definitely are two things. So first, our smoking rate is below average, which is really bad. But another thing that our state can do is to pass a comprehensive biomarker testing bill. So biomarker testing has been proven to help treat cancer more at a more specific rate and to be able to help individuals in their specific mutations of their cancer, and so that it can increase their life expectancy with cancer and help them live longer, because these biomarker tests helps them to detect the specific mutations of cancer that individuals have. So this is an advocacy act that the Lung Association is drawing attention to for the legislature to pass a comprehensive biomarker testing so that everybody can afford those tests.
Where does those tests normally happen? So does someone go in with certain symptoms and the tests are recommended by a doctor, or are these just pre-screenings that happen occasionally if there's some sort of, you know, history of smoking? So when does that normally come into play?
So if an individual is diagnosed with lung cancer, they could ask for, and they're in the process of being treated, they could ask for a biomarker test. And that would help in their treatment and help their doctors find the specific or the needed medications for their specific type of cancer mutation that they have. But there's also the general testing that individuals who have a history of smoking have to go through. And when you go to your doctor and you inform them of the amount of your history of smoking or the amount of packs of cigarettes that the individual has smoked, the doctor will then recommend the best pathway for them to take based on their smoking rate, smoking history, and other factors.
So as we look at some of these different numbers, sometimes surgery is necessary for treatment. Kind of talk about the different, I guess, levels of treatment. So let's say someone is diagnosed with lung cancer. What are some of the things that would happen to that person, the next steps?
Definitely. So when someone is diagnosed, I cannot give details about the healthcare aspect because I am not a medical doctor. But sometimes it's best to... Not sometimes, it's always best for individuals to be diagnosed as early as possible. Sometimes, in some cases, when it's found in the later stages, surgery might be a bit more difficult to execute just because of how dire it may be. There's another factor that was brought up in our study that showed that outside of this, the difficulty in treating it with surgery based on it being progressed when it's found most of the time for individuals, there's also this issue of fatality whereby individuals are diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer, and they don't feel the need to go to the hospital for treatments or any type of help that they may need in treating the cancer that they have. And that could be also due to psychological reasons, just because of a lot of things are happening. But one thing that the American Lung Association wants to prevent is that we do not want individuals to not be able to afford to access care for their lung cancer because they cannot afford it. So we do not want individuals to not get care for their lung cancer because they cannot afford it. So just that's why we're pushing for the biomarker testing to be covered comprehensively by Medicaid and other state health insurance programs so that more people can be able to afford lung cancer care.
Great. Is there anything else we haven't discussed that you would like to mention?
So far, that is it. Just asking our lawmakers to introduce and pass a comprehensive biomarker testing for individuals in the state of Michigan.
Do you think there's some support for that? Have you seen any legislators here in Michigan that have you been in communication with?
So far, I haven't. If there's some support, I believe that there's some support for that. It's something that through this report, I'm going to use as a platform to bring more awareness to this bill.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.